Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, sure. Dodger game is still going on, by the way. It's the bottom of the 24th, in case you're wondering.
Looking at Facebook. Bottom of the 24th. Here, comedian buddy Hoggy Smith says baseball is so boring. He must not have seen the last few innings of that game, because...
Well, it was probably...
You had to hang through the first 3 hours to get there.
Yeah, he might be, exactly, and he might be back east and ended well after midnight, at least, because you said it was 10 o'clock in the 8th?
Yes.
Our central time?
Yep.
And it went 11 innings, and I didn't watch any. Actually, you know what, I didn't watch any, but my Astros won, though. I feel bad for that city.
You got to feel for them.
I'm rooting
they
for
need
that.
Something to root
I'm rooting for.
For
that city. So.
They've been through a lot.
Plus, the Dodgers spent $300 million, you know. The Astros will spend that eventually. Because
eventually they'll become that team.
Because they have to pay for the guys they got now in a couple years.
Yeah, if they want to keep the roster they
exactly
have.
Exactly right.
They'll be shelling out $300 million.
They might not have it, though, but still. Yeah. So, no, yeah, I was. What was the final? I don't even know.
5-4?
7-6.
No, no, yeah.
2-5.
Right.
8-4.
Something like that.
A niner in there.
Well, it was like...
7-6 the final?
Yeah, the Astros tied it up in the ninth, and then they went ahead 5-3 in the 10th, and the Dodgers tied it up, and then...
That'd have been cool to see those innings.
Like, 9, 10, and 11 were great innings.
No, they would be cool to see those innings. But
yeah, that wasn't boring at all, and that's when I had to turn it off, because it was date night last night.
I watched a movie.
And the date night actually ended like it was supposed to.
Sex.
All right. The chick I was
bragging.
Having sex with.
That'd be your wife, hopefully.
Wanted to go to sleep.
She in town?
And and I kind of wanted to watch the rest of the game. You know, granted, I had one eye open. I was probably ready to go to sleep myself. But
That's weird. Though. Usually it's the guy that falls right asleep and the woman's wide awake.
I'll turn
Maybe
the TV
you're the woman
off.
In this situation.
Well, you know, Todd wore her out.
Yeah, that's it.
I wanted to watch the baseball game.
Wore that bear
out. I turned on the baseball game, and it got interesting. And apparently when I turned it off, it
Astros
got even more interesting.
Astros rule, man. Go Astros.
Yeah,
it goes back to Houston, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch a little bit of that.
Travel day and then tomorrow night. They play in Houston.
John Morgan's going to be in the studio. That'll get you awake a little later on this morning. John Paul Morgan, funnybonomaha.com to see your buddy John starting tonight. Fats Domino died a couple days ago. Actually, it was yesterday morning we found out. I guess he died yesterday. Craig will have a bunch of Deadpool names that had Fats Domino.
Right, because we didn't get around to any of them yesterday.
No, we didn't.
Because we found out later in the show.
he was finishing up other ones. I was just having a conversation with the Push yesterday morning early on the show, too. I said, Craig's going to get to the list when they happen because this, they back up. Fats Domino kicks. If Billy Graham goes, man, we'll be here till January 5th. You know,
It's Dan Fogelberg season.
It is Dan Fogelberg season.
People let go at the holidays.
Right, you got to stay on top of that.
They do,
because you never know when the next one's coming, and if you get a little behind, like you said, we have to skip vacation.
Got
to
do that.
We can.
Got to do that.
Rattle off Deadpool names.
Well, we could just leave Craig here.
Yeah, he didn't have a contract either. Hate to scare people.
No, you don't.
No.
We just like to keep you updated.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where we're at right now.
We're not signed.
We don't have a contract. Mm-hmm. Were we supposed to talk to somebody this week? And it's well into this week.
Yeah.
Too many distractions.
I see our agent represents Chili from TLC.
What?
One of the ones
that's still alive.
Yeah, the hot one. I always thought she was the hottest one of the three.
Yeah,
the skinny one. Yeah.
Huh.
The skinny one, not the dead one. The
and
dead one is one eye.
Like left eye.
Oh, I said one eye.
Yeah, left eye.
One Eye Lopes was her name, right?
Yeah.
She died in a car accident. The fat one. She wasn't fat. She was just bigger than the other two. The skinny one. Kind of looked almost like Puerto Rican dark.
Yeah, I don't know the name.
You'd know her, man.
Oh, I'm sure I would.
T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili. TLC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a picture on his Facebook page of him and Chili.
Okay.
They got exciting things planned for Chili.
I
got on his Facebook page, our agent, and I said, hey, me and Chili got the same agent. That's pretty cool. Chili from TLC and Todd and Tyler are represented by the same agent. They can hook us up.
Yeah, he's probably score you some tickets to that 90s tour.
We could do another version of Waterfalls. I like that song.
Oh, God, I hate
just
that song.
Me and Todd and her. In the video, in the water.
I hate that song so bad.
Why? Have you heard it too much?
I actually like this song.
I don't know why, but I do.
The summer that was a hit.
It's a good little ditty.
I always have. And especially like the scene in
Chasing Waterfalls.
Where the Millers.
Yeah.
Where the kid.
Oh, I love that.
Gets into the rap.
And that just made the song even better.
And he nails the rap.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because One Eye Lopes, that's all she could do is rap.
Yeah. The summer that was a hit, I was working at the grocery store.
Oh, you heard it all the time.
And we had to have the Top 40 station on. Yeah.
And you heard that.
I heard that song.
I don't know if you worked it. 4, it was sucked.
4,000 times
easily,
that summer.
Easily had to. That was a huge
song. Oh, God, I'm so
sorry. And if I know the song, you know it was a hit.
I never want to hear that song again.
Don't go. Me, Todd, and Chili in the water. We're going to refilm that video.
Rosanda Thomas.
That's her name.
That's her real name.
Chili, yeah.
What does she do?
I don't know.
Reps her.
I don't know.
Because she doesn't rep rock stars.
He represents anybody he can, man. It's not just radio people.
I guess.
He's got an L.A. office now.
And they've been out on that.
He's working on a new movie.
This is the 90s or something tour with
Vanilla
Ice. Tone Loke.
It's just L.C., right?
Yeah.
Or no, Lopes
no,
is
no,
L.
No, it'd be TC.
It's TC's out
and
there.
And Spinderella, their DJ. You know,
oh, I forgot about her. Yeah, she was kind of hot, too. Yeah. so we're talking TLC this morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah. Didn't think the show was going to start this way.
No, I didn't. No.
Well, his production company does.
Would have brought me to something else.
Reality TV shows, right?
Yeah, he does. I don't know. Yeah, he's got his hands in everything, so who knows what he's doing. Speaking of movies, I was listening to Lebatard yesterday on the way home, and they were talking about some movie is on demand. It's just a turn your brain off and watch Vince Vaughn kick ass. It's called Riot on Cell Block 99. Look it up. I think it's called Riot or Brawl. Brawl on Cell Block 99. Wife and daughter were out last night. Some softball thing. My son does his own thing now because he's 13. I think he's in his room a lot. So I watched the movie, and you do turn your brain off. And Vince Vaughn is a shaved head badass in prison. Kicking ass and taking names.
He plays a good badass.
He does, man. He's a complete serious. He plays good serious roles.
Yeah,
he's a very good serious actor.
I agree.
I mean, it's an A movie. It was never released. It's on video on demand, but it's him and Don Johnson actually is the in charge of the prison.
Yeah, Brawl in Cell Block 99.
Yeah, it's very brutal. It's for dudes only. Chicks could not sit through that. And if a chick sits through that and watches the violence in that movie, you don't want to be around her.
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Yeah.
Because it's cringeworthy violence. It really is.
We actually started watching the first half of Why Him.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah, it was.
Is it good? Okay,
It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
I was in the mood for something serious for some reason. And something that I could turn my brain off. Because right before that, On Vice TV, I started watching about, I watched about 20 minutes of American History X, which is always a great stop.
But heavy. Especially,
yeah. But heavy. But yeah, I went from heavy to heavy, by the way. But yeah, it was.
I'm guessing nobody got curb stomped in the.
Oh, no. It's worse. It's worse.
Oh,
it's
God.
Worse.
Worse than the.
Well, they
curb
actually.
Stomped?
Oh, it's all. Oh, I can't even explain it. If you want to turn your brain off without your wife around, watch Brawl on Cell Block 99.
I still got John Wick 2.
Next time I get that opportunity, it's
John Wick 2.
But nothing's worse than curb stomping. That's one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen on film.
This is worse.
I'm with you.
And really?
It is worse because he does step on a lot of heads in this movie.
Oh.
And in prison, and you see their heads caving in with some sort of good and bad visuals of the... That's just an episode
of Walking Dead to me.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's good. But it's Vince Vaughn. It's Vince Vaughn. That's what's cool about it.
And this is on streaming video?
Yeah, you got it. It's VOD. Yeah, I bought it for $7, something like that. It's not on the...
Looks like it's on Amazon.
Is it on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. Could have went over there for free, right?
No, it's $7.
Okay.
It's on video.
Same deal.
All right. So that's a good... We represent... We don't go to the theaters much, but we do dig in and watch other crap. Craig Evans, Fats Domino... died yesterday. He's going to have a lot of Deadpool names coming up. John Morgan will be here. Petey Mac, Little Sports.
We may even clue you in as to who Fats Domino is if you're not familiar.
I found out real. You know, he had 37 hits, sold over 160-some million albums. I shouldn't say that. A bunch of million albums, maybe 50 million albums, something like that. And remember how during Katrina he was living in the lower ward in Louisiana? And it was like just a regular house. I mean, that dude is one of those kind of guys that sold a lot of records, probably had a bad deal.
Yeah.
And probably made his money touring, you know? Because he wasn't living high on the hog, that's for damn sure.
Well, a lot of those guys in that era got screwed.
You know, label ripped him off.
Yeah, yeah. Fats Domino kicked us, so Craig will have some Deadpool names. And John Morgan, Petey Mackerel Sports, all that. You and us, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.